Greetings from the synagogue, Emmanuel. Standard for your life. You're about to listen to a life-changing message by Prophet TB Joshua. We believe that as you listen in faith, your life will never be the same again. Emmanuel.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God, our God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns,
He reigns
from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. You are welcome to the arena of liberty. God's time is the best. At His time, everything is beautiful. Hallelujah. We shall take our reading from the book of Romans 12. I'll take my reading from verse 6. Having then gifts according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. This means each Christian, each member has its form, has its place, and has its use. You see, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith, verse 7. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches, a teaching, in verse 8. You see, he who exhorts, in exhortation, he gives with liberty. Hallelujah. The title shall be taken from this verse. What are spiritual gifts? Are you there? What are spiritual gifts? It's stated here from that beginning to the end, and also in the book of 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 to 10. And for more detail, also if you open the book of Ephesians 4, briefly in verse 8 to 11, hallelujah. It says, such ability they are talking about, such powers were called spiritual because they were purported by or through the Holy Spirit. Such came through or because of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It is not just by mental assent. Christians become members by baptism. Christians become members by what? By baptism of the Holy Spirit. We are strengthened not by drinking the wine, but by drinking into one spirit, one love. Because he is not fixed in the same station or favored with the same gift. It does not mean that it's not part, because each member has its form, particular use and place. This means Christ's members have different parts and different place. Tell your neighbor, we should do our own duties and not murmur or query. What is your own duty? We should do the duties of our own and not murmur or query with others, because all the members of the body are useful and necessary to each other. Your future is connected to people. Tell your neighbor, my future is connected to people. So I need a problem solver in my life. My future is connected to people. So I need a problem solver in my life. I want you to lift up your voice. Ask Jesus, give me a guidance and wisdom in knowing whom I can run to. Prayer.
Let your living waters flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you I owe, Father.
Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Your life is connected to people. You need good people. You need to be connected to people. You need to be connected to inspired people. You need to be connected to informed people. Ask Jesus to give you guidance and wisdom in knowing whom I can talk to, run to for help. Prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
There are many people in our lives. Those who subtract, those who divide, those who add, those who multiply. Those who subtract from what God has given you, those who divide the whole thing, and those who add, when you meet them, they will add, even with their counseling, with their ways of faith, with their advice. You will see, by the time you leave them, you know something has been added to your life. And those who multiply, these are the people in your life. These are the people in your life. These are the people in your working place. These are the people in everywhere, in your home, everywhere, friends. You cannot succeed alone. You cannot go it alone. We are one another's strength. The Bible says, many possess the Holy Spirit, but do not exercise a spiritual, a supernatural ability, a supernatural power. If you possess the Holy Spirit and you do not exercise a supernatural ability, you need someone who possesses that Holy Spirit that exercises a supernatural ability. If not, can you see your life is connected? Hallelujah. We are here today. Many cannot see beyond the appearance here. And beyond this appearance, you will see the true picture, the signing of spirits. These gifts consist in the God's given ability to determine what is true and what is wrong. And without this, you will continue to live without direction. The signing of spirit, this gift consists in the God-given ability to determine what is truth and what is error. Yes, this is house of God, without even seeing man of God. But without these gifts, you will want to listen to the man to know how many times he called the name Jesus. How does he call the name? His appearance. Those who have this gift, they are not merited, but were given by God out of free grace. Out of what? Free grace. The possessor of such gift or ability had the Holy Spirit also as a gift. Without this gift, you will always depend on what you hear, what you read, what you see, what your situations look like. If your situation is bad, you complain. Whereas sometimes when our situation is tough, it may mean to preserve us. It may be for the glory of God. Sometimes our situation may be tough, hard, bad, but for the glory of God. It may be to keep you for a new level. It may be to stop you a while in order to prepare you for the challenges ahead. It may be to preserve you, Joseph, in the dry pit. Remember, from dry pit to Potiphar's house, from Potiphar's house to prison, and from prison to the throne. Ask your neighbor, what is your dry pit? Your dry pit could be sickness. Your dry pit could be poverty. Your dry pit could be isolated. Your dry pit could be failure. Your dry pit could be barrenness. Your dry pit could be hardship. What is your dry pit? What is your Potiphar's house? What is your prison condition? Nothing happened by chance and nothing come for nothing. As a Christian, each step in your life serves a purpose. Serves a purpose. It may be to keep you. It may be to stop you a while in order to re-equip you for the journey. We have seen people in your nation here, outside this country, all over the world, from prison to the throne, from prison to president of a nation. Because there is no designing of the spirit, many have changed the history of their life. They cannot examine things in the light of God's word, and how do we change the history of our lives in many ways. Even your tongue can change the history of your life. Most of our trouble today are tongue trouble. In every situation, God has something to say. Tell your neighbor, in every situation, God has something to say. The Bible says, he who watches over you day and night never what? That day means what? When the goings are good. And night means when the goings are tough. Let me tell you the protection you are under. You are under God Almighty that makes impossible.
His eyes, under his eyes, under his eyes, we worship, under his eyes, we pray.
Lord, hallelujah. Yes, take this as a word of wisdom. If there's anything you will forget or remember, let me quickly take you to the book of Mark 11, verse 25. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Have you done that today? And you are here. This is a condition for what you are here for. Nothing happens for nothing, and nothing comes by chance. This is it. Nothing happens for what? You want to receive something. This is the condition. And it's not too late now. You can just choose to do that while you are hearing me now. You begin to say it in your mind, Lord, this is my position. If I leave here, it's over. Whatever, whoever. Now you can just take that decision now in order to receive. Because the Bible says, a person who does not love will not forgive. And remember what I told you, that we are strengthened not by drinking the wine, but by drinking into one spirit, one love. What is that love saying? In that Matthew 5 verse 44, it says, love your neighbor and pray for those who persecute you. And remember, your neighbor could be your enemy. Your neighbor could be those who do not share the same faith. They are not Christians. They are pagan. They are this, they are that, whatever religion they belong. Those who do not share the same faith with you, the Bible says, love them all. If we love our neighbor, we will not stand on pulpit and begin to preach against our neighbor, our fellow brother, if we love our neighbor. If we love our neighbor, we will not use our pulpit as an attack against our fellow brother. Those who do not forgive cannot be entrusted with that kind of power to heal. If you see anybody that criticizing, condemning in any quarter, cannot smile the power to heal, because it's an authority. Listen, if you see anyone that criticizing instead of love, power to heal, power to deliver, forget. Power to prophesy, no. Because it's an authority. If these people are entrusted with this, they will misappropriate it and use it against themselves and against others. Because the same term that says, rise and walk, and the person walk, if you use the same term to say, you are finished, that is the end. The same term that says, be delivered, and the person is delivered, if you use the same term to begin to say, that man is a devil, the same authority again, it will work. So therefore, God will not entrust that kind of power to heal, to deliver. If we are not forgiven, the power of faith is short-circuited. A person who does not love will not forgive and cannot be entrusted with such power to heal, to deliver, to save, because they will misappropriate it. They will hurt themselves and others with the power. Those who are endowed with supernatural power would not stand anywhere and begin to say, rise up and rebuke that man. Rise up and loose that man. Begin to curse that man. Would not go to the public and begin to incite public against a person. No. They don't incite people. They are not politicians. Remember, you with God are majority. They don't follow majority. Authority is not something we play with. Once you possess it, that supernatural power, yours is to build and encourage people. Yours is to build, not destroy. Yours is to bring people of all races together, not to scatter.
You're the power, supernatural power.
God fight for you. People with supernatural power, they don't fight for God. They are counselor to the politician, counselor to the businessman. Like I have said, spiritual gifts, they are grants. The Bible refers to as gifts because they are grants. That is costless, expenseless, chargeless, for free, without charge. So something you receive without, not your righteousness, you look around, me? Of all people, what have I done to deserve this? You appreciate it. But when you don't receive anything by grace, and you receive it by merit, what do I mean by merit? You study the Bible from Genesis, you pay money, you from first degree to second degree to doctorate degree to this, you will be very, very difficult to approach because you receive it by power and mind. You know what I mean? We have doctor, professor in our midst here, and you know how you became professor. You labor, you pay school fees, difficult, tough time, this. When you finish, those quality, as it was, it may not be too much, those who are humble, but you succeed in them, yes. Because what you acquire by merit is different from what you acquire by grace. When you receive something by grace, you will be content. You will not compare yourself with others. You will not measure yourself by yourself. Simple. When you see somebody who is not content with what he or she has, you will begin to say, that thing is not good. That one is not good. My own is best. If you hear people saying, that man is not good, that thing is not good, that one is not good, his own is bad, knowing that he's not content with his own. Simple. Contentment is all about, thank you, Jesus. No matter what happens, no matter what comes, thank you, Jesus. Whether the goings are good or tough, thank you, Jesus. This is the word contentment. So it happened to you, you are here today because you don't have any serious engagement. If you have so serious engagement, that $1 trillion you have been waiting for, and you receive a call before coming here, that look, the money is ready. Even right from the gate here, you will tell us a place, I will come back for testimony. So you are sitting down as if you love Jesus. You are here because you don't have serious commitment. Yes, I'm telling you, if you have, if as I'm saying it now, if any one of us receive that phone call and you hear vibration, you just say, hello, hello, I'm in the church. Ah, church, $1 trillion is ready. Eh? What I say? You say, three. I say, that money is ready. Okay, please, I'm going to the restroom, I'm coming. You will abandon your Bible on the table. Because you know that money can buy three long Bible. Where are we going? How many times have you abandoned that serious commitment? Something you cherish most? Something your life depends on? And you say, let me come and worship the Lord. How many times? You keep giving God something you do not need. Your wasted time, like time many of us are here today. Let me read once again. It says, whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against your neighbor, forgive them. That is, anytime you stand to pray, first, picture yourself. When you look at that picture, you see a mere shadow in the picture. What do I mean by shadow? That is, everything about you, everything within and outside is actually only being borrowed from God. So what remains again? Is that not shadow? It's shadow. Everything within your flesh, your body, your blood, your flu, your stomach, your stomach, your leg, your nail, your everything within outside, within without, is actually only being borrowed from God. Now, what remains? Is that not shadow?
Sight is.
It's mere shadow. If it is shadow, you can say shadow, but mere shadow. What are we talking about? He said, if you stand praying, forgive those. I've said it earlier on, in that Matthew 5:44. He said, love your neighbor and pray for those who are. Okay. Can somebody tell me who else remain that the Bible says you should not pray for? Who else? He said, love your neighbor and pray for those who persecute you. Who else remain?
No one.
Every. This means faith works by love. If you say you have faith, you have love. It expresses itself through love. What expresses itself? Faith expresses itself through love. Because we have faith in faith. We have faith in the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Where faith is true, is patriotic, is a working grace. Say, it's a working grace. Where faith is truth, where faith is true, is a working grace. And faith does working by love in all in our Christianity. Faith does working by love in all. In our Christianity,
where would I be? You only know. I'm glad you see through eyes of love a hopeless case, an empty place. If not for grace, where would I be? Where would I be?
Thus working by love in all in our Christianity, faith expresses itself through love. Tell your neighbor, faith expresses itself through love. In Matthew 5 verse 44, love your neighbor and pray for those who persecute you. Who else remain? Everyone. So whom are we fighting then? Whom are you praying against? Who are you sent back to sender? You are sending back to sender. When the Bible says, I will set a table before you. If I send back to sender, will you be here today? Do you know what you have sent to me in the past? Ask your neighbor, do you ever remember what you have sent to me in the past? You are the one that was losing me and banding me in the past. But here you are today. Can you see the principle of send back to sender cannot work? If the table is finally set before you in the presence of your enemy, now on the table, essential of life, comfort, protection, deliverance on the table. Because when you send back to sender, it's the enemy you are sending those things back to. If you have killed them, what of the table will be of no use?
Not only must we have God's word, we need God's spirit. Not only must we have God's word, we need God's spirit. Love your neighbor, love your neighbor as yourself. Love everyone that comes your way. Pray always for everyone. Love God, mother. Love your neighbor, love your neighbor as yourself. Love everyone that comes your way.
Hallelujah. Take it home. If the Bible says when you stand to pray, forgive. The same Bible in the book of Matthew 5 verse 44. Love your neighbor. Your neighbor could be your enemy. Your neighbor could be those who do not share the same faith with you. Love them all. He said, love your neighbor and pray for those who pray against you. That is persecutor. Pray for those who pray against you. And remember his promise. He says, I will set a table before you in the presence of your persecutor. Can you see the reason why the Lord said, pray for those who persecute you? He said, pray, tell your neighbor, pray for those who persecute you. Because he will set a table before you in the presence of your persecutor. So, these are promises of God. Who are you then? Vanity upon vanity. Ask God to give you the grace to forgive yourself. Ask God, give me the grace to forgive myself. Forgive yourself. Grace to forgive yourself.
Hear our prayer. Oh Lord, we are your children, and we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our song as it rises to heaven. May your glory fill the earth as the waters cover the sea.
Forgive us sins, forgive us.
Father, we are in your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Replace the tension and pressure with holy relaxation. There's too much tension and pressure. Open your lips. Come, Holy Spirit. Replace tension and pressure within me with holy relaxation. Prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. There's tension everywhere. There's tension everywhere. Open your lips, there is tension. Even the children you have. Tension. How many of your children are here today with you? Ask your neighbor. There is tension. Everywhere tension. In the name of Jesus, be delivered. In the name of Jesus, be delivered. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. Within, with sweetness of the grace. Open your lips, ask God, come, Holy Spirit. Replace darkness. Within me, with gentleness of life, prayer, gentleness, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Glory be to God Almighty. Right now, begin to walk in the light of your testimony. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now you believe God has replaced the night within you with the day. What happened in the day? You see things clearly. Hallelujah. Right now, get ready for the grace. Salvation is where abide in us, and we abide in it. Remember. Thank you.
Thank you for making out time to listen to this life-changing message by Prophet T.B. Joshua. For further inquiry about this message and other ministry products, please log on to our website at www.escworldwide.com or www.emmanuel.tv or www.scoan.org. Or you can send us an email on info@escworldwide.com or info@emmanuel.tv or info@scoan.org. For prayer and counseling, please call us on 234-1472-1522 or 234-8080-800-044. Emmanuel, God with us.
Make God's word the standard for your life. 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 Possess the word and store it in your heart. The word is true and it gave it life. He reigns in majesty. He is Emmanuel. He stands victoriously with his crown of glory.
Emmanuel.